Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
I hate that we're talking about this 31-year-old guy being old. This old man won a gold.
What do you think I feel?
Live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee, this is Wisconsin's Morning News. Here's your host, Vince Vetrano.
In case you're not already exhausted by our abundance of summertime fun here in southeast Wisconsin,
I'm not.
Well, good, because this week, Wisconsin State Fair kicks off. This is sneaking up on you.
Yeah, this is one of those things. I think the RNC really just, with everything else this time of year, threw it completely out of whack, and now you realize, oh boy, this is the big one.
Rolled right into the Harley-Davidson Homecoming, Milwaukee Aaron Water Show, EAA. Today, we have judging for the Sporkies and the Drinkies. Mm. Fair opens Thursday morning at 10 a.m. Thursdays through Sundays, the fairgrounds are open until midnight. Monday through Wednesday of next week, they'll close at 10 p.m. Today, judges will choose winners in the annual competition known as the Sporkies. That's been around for more than a decade. They've added the Drinkies, which is relatively new.
Mm-hmm.
Various cocktails and whatnot.
And it's interesting. I think I was hearing this year's Drinkies, no alcoholic beverages among the list.
I thought there was. Okay.
Oh, were there?
Okay. I was less interested in the Drinkies.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I invested fully in the Sporkies, and I have a few offerings that will be judged on today.
Let me hear it.
I don't know if they have to. Does it have to be new?
Mm.
Or can you resubmit? Like, Bob didn't make the cut last year. We tweaked, and now we're back in.
Well, then I guess it is technically new.
Sure, right. So among the eight finalists, I pulled a few out. The Cool Ranch Doritos Pickle.
Okay.
This is a large dill pickle, spiral cut on a stick, rolled into crushed up Cool Ranch Doritos, and then deep fried, served up with some ranch dressing on the side.
My heart.
Yes, you're okay. Deep fried lemonade bites from Saz's.
That looks amazing.
Made with Hawaiian sweet rolls dipped in a French toast batter, a homemade lemonade curd filling, deep fried to golden perfection, and tossed in a lemon sugar with a drizzle of icing.
Hawaiian. All right, that's up my alley.
Hello.
That sounds good.
Okay, you want to stick with dessert? I got another dessert for you. The Dirty Chai Cinnamon Roll Lumpia. The Dirty Chai
Lumpias
Cinnamon...
Lumpias are really, really good.
Did I say that right? What? Lumpia?
Lumpia.
Okay, it takes the best part of the cinnamon roll, the gooey center, adds a little spice, and rolls it up into a crispy lumpia wrapper. This unconventional dessert is made with fresh dough, chai-spiced brown sugar butter, and cream cheese espresso frosting.
I'm so excited. I want to try all these.
All right, let's get back
to... Hot ham and glazers, baby!
Something to share. Elvis Nachos. Mmm. Tough one here. Elvis Nachos feature homemade peanut butter banana sauce over Slim Begins Irish Pub's deep-fried potato chips and topped with chopped peanuts, chopped banana chips, crumble bacon that fairgoers can't help falling in love with. See what they did there?
I can help not falling in love with that. I'm kind of out on that one.
Hot ham and glazers, which is pretty much ham and cheese with a glazer on either side. The Risen Swine from Camp Bar. This warm brioche-based waffle has pearl sugar nestled into the dough, giving it just the right amount of sweet and caramelization. The waffle then topped with Camp Bar's classic vanilla custard, drizzle of Wisconsin maple syrup, caramel sauce, toasted via yada, yada, yada. It sounds really tasty. Live judging on the 2024 Sporkies and Drinkies, 3 o'clock this afternoon. Again, Wisconsin State Fair opens Thursday at 10 a.m.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
Yeah, there's that offense.
To left shutter.
On the call. Go ahead. Willie Adames' home run in the sixth inning was just one of count 'em three home runs the crew hit, taking on the Braves on Monday night. So the rub is, Braves, they also hit three home runs as well, and that's the only way they scored, though. So without runners on base, it helps, but really doesn't make that big of an impact. Game two of Brewers-Braves tonight at AmFam Field. Our Brewers coverage starts right here on WTMJ starting at 6. First pitch set for 7:10. Oh, it's trade deadline day, baby, in Major League Baseball. The window officially closing at 5 5 p.m. this evening. Brewers added pitcher Nick Mears over the weekend. Did well yesterday. Two strikeouts and one inning of work. All you can help with. Absolutely needed from our straining bullpen. They got another starting pitcher as well. Meet Frankie Montas, who the Brewers acquired for the Reds in exchange for pitcher Jacob Junis and outfielder Joey Weimer. Montas started the season hot, 7-game stretch, owning just a 3.72 ERA at the tail end of May until July. Now, the numbers outside of that, not too sexy. In his last two outings, they have not been stellar, owning a 9 ERA. However, if anyone could grab a gem who is due for a resurgence, it's the Brewers. Montas had a quote about being acquired by the Brewers. Quote, the cool part is going to a team that's in first place.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes.
Yeah, heck yes, indeed. So that's the latest activity. Not sure if they're done yet. There's still time. But something to note, GM Matt Arnold, 3 pitchers since the month of July has started.
We asked him for more pitching.
The investment, it's there, right? And he knows that, like, teams live and die by the pitching, and we got offense on our side. Now, during sports this morning, it was cool. There's actually real sports on. It's because the Olympics are here. Obviously, it's because of the Olympics, but Giannis and the Greece national team, they were taking on Spain. That game just ended. It was a nail-biter in the fourth quarter. Greece down by 4. They needed a 3. Final possession.
They need 2 buckets. Giannis inside, and Aldama had it knocked away. 8 seconds left. Catch and shoot 3. That should have been a foul. It wasn't. Spain is going to have the win. Alberto Diaz will shoot at the end. Add a little window dressing. Point differential counts and tiebreakers. And the Spaniards get their first win in Paris.
Yeah, Greece national team falls 0-2 in Paris so far. Good game from Giannis, though. 27 points, 11 rebounds. Their next pool play game is Friday. If they don't win that one, might be done in Paris there. Fellas.
We'll go live to Paris and talk with ABC News Ines de la Cotera next on Wisconsin's Morning News. Just after 1 o'clock in the afternoon in Paris, France, as the Summer Olympic Games underway once again today. U.S. racking up the medals now at 20 overall, including a stunning bronze medal performance by the U.S. men's gymnastics team, and the women go tonight in the team competition. ABC News correspondent Ines de la Cotera is with us live from Paris. Good morning, Ines.
Hey, good morning.
So let's do gymnastics first. First team medal for the American men in more than a decade. And by all accounts watching, they really put together some of their finest work.
Yeah, that's right. Really cool to see them getting their time to shine. I feel like anytime we talk about gymnastics, we're often talking about the women's gymnastics, Simone Biles, of course. So it's cool to see the men getting their turn. They did incredibly well yesterday. So they won the bronze. This was the first time they've won a medal in 16 years. They hadn't done so well in qualification. So this was really a massive comeback for them. You had Brody Malone, who had fallen during qualifications. He redeemed himself on high bar and pummels. You had Freddie Richards, who was on fire. And then it all came down to Steven Nedorozhik, who had just the one event, the pummel routine. He was actually specifically chosen to be on Team USA for his pummel routine, and he absolutely nailed it. So very cool to see them getting that bronze medal.
And as how common is it for gymnastics Olympic squads to have this specialist? Because when you think all around, you think of people who need to be kind of pretty good at a little bit of everything. How common is it for one guy to be on the team for one specific event?
Yeah, it's rare. I mean, you know, different teams will have different makeup. That's part of what's so fun about watching gymnastics, right, is understanding how the different teams pick who's going to be on the team and for what reasons. But it is quite rare for someone to have just the one routine. So lots of pressure on Steven Nedorozhik. What a great move to pick him to be on the team for that, considering that's what it came down to. And that probably made the difference between winning that medal and not. So, I love that about gymnastics, just the strategy that goes into it as well.
Talking with Ines de la Cotera, she is live with us from Paris, France this morning. Let's look ahead to the women tonight. Ines, any update on Simone Biles? The ankle or the leg or something ailing her, but we expect 100% effort from her tonight.
Exactly. Yeah, she'll be just fine. So this was something that we kind of picked up on over the weekend when she appeared during the women's qualifications. She appeared to be kind of struggling with her leg at times. At first, we thought maybe it was an issue with a weird landing that she had during her warm-ups. It turned out, according to her coach, that it was a lower leg injury that she'd been kind of dealing with for the last few weeks. But they said that at no point were there ever any discussions that she would withdraw from the competition. So they were very much downplaying it, and she did incredibly well over the weekend. She landed some of her signature moves, got an amazing score on vaults. So I think she'll be just fine. But that was certainly something that had people a little worried. She will actually be competing in all four events, even with that injury. So it'll be really cool to see.
And more medals in the pool. Great story behind this American swimmer, Nick Fink. 31 years old, is that right? Back on the medal stand?
That's right, yeah. And he is considered one of the oldest athletes there on the Team USA swimming team. So at just 31 years old. So really cool to see him medal. He got the silver medal 2 days ago now during the men's 100-meter breaststroke. So that was very exciting. And we talked to him about, you know, he came very close in Tokyo but didn't medal, did get the medal in Paris. And he was saying he actually feels it was having more of a work-life balance that has made the difference for him. So he's married, he has a baby on the way, he has a 9-to-5 engineering job. And he says being a tiny little bit more detached from the sport and having that balance is probably what pushed him over the edge in terms of getting the medal. So very cool to see. One more note on swimming. The men's triathlon was supposed to be held today with the swimming portion set to be held in the Seine. We've been talking about how the Seine water quality has been, you know, fluctuating. It was bad over the weekend. They had to cancel training sessions in the Seine over the weekend because of poor water quality linked to the rain. And this morning's triathlon did have to be canceled because of bad water quality. So they've now postponed it to tomorrow. They are expecting more heavy rains tonight, so highly unlikely that they'll be able to hold the triathlon tomorrow.
Is there a backup plan, like if the Seine does not cooperate?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's interesting. For months, they insisted there was no backup plan. Now their backup plan is to kind of, so the plan is to keep postponing it until the water kind of clears up, because they say the sun acts as a disinfectant and kills the bacteria, so they're hoping for good weather, and the sun, you know, should be back out by tomorrow. We'll see. If that doesn't work, then the last resort is to just cancel the swimming portion of the triathlon. That's going to be very controversial because it completely changes the sport. There are Absolutely. Athletes who probably would have qualified had it not been for the swimming portion. That's something to watch closely.
Inés de la Cotera, ABC News correspondent, live with us from Paris. Really appreciate it. Thanks, Inés.
Thank you.
I hate that we're talking about this 31-year-old guy as being old.
This old man won a goal.
What do you think I feel? That's 2 months from now for me.
Brewers offense explodes, and we've got another one today against the Braves. We got sports at 6:45.
If plans go through to redevelop the Marcus Performing Arts Center's parking garage site, Milwaukee could soon be home once again to the world's largest mass timber building, as the largest building overall in the state. The city first held the world's largest mass timber building title in 2022 when the Ascent opened up.
We've had people fly in from as far as Taiwan and Brazil to see this building.
Tim Gockman takes pride in showing off Ascent. He's managing director for Newland Enterprises, the group that developed the 25-story high-rise in downtown Milwaukee. He joined Wisconsin's Midday News to explain the growing appeal of building with mass timber.
Faster and more precisely and with a lot less labor. So 30 days less driving piles because the building is so much lighter. Typically for a concrete building that size, we'd have about 55 construction workers on the deck. The entire frame of Ascent was assembled by 12 people using cordless drills.
There's also a different feel for those living inside.
When we have natural elements in a built environment, we feel better about it. Daylight, views of water, plants.
Jessica Tye, WTMJ News.
Now, if you haven't seen the renderings for this project, you can check them out online at WTMJ.com. We've got an article with the full story. Obviously, Vince, it remains to be seen if this will come to fruition. There's a lot of elements at play. We know how long these high-rise building projects can take. A lot of variables can happen. But if it all comes out and plays to fruition, it could be quite the massive project.
It's interesting. From the street level, I don't know that you can tell one of these mass timber buildings necessarily from any other typical high-rise. Right?
Sure.
It's the interior where you have all the exposed wood and other things, and then, you know, some of the construction opportunities or efficiencies, if you will, that were mentioned there. So it's interesting, but it is definitely catching on.
Absolutely. And again, lots of things still to play, but we've done it before, and as they say, why not do it again?
6:38, Wisconsin's Morning News. We are 2 weeks out today for the Wisconsin fall primary election. Early in-person voting can be underway, so check with your local clerk's office for information on how to do that if you do want to vote ahead of August 13th. I keep getting questions about this. I bet you do too, Adam. We'll spend some time getting a little bit more into it after 8 o'clock this morning, but let me touch on it here. There are, again, statewide referendum questions on the ballot to amend the state constitution. people have been asking you, what is this?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is the time that you'll see the signs just start popping right up. And my fiance asked when they're the blue signs that are in our neighborhood for this particular ballot question. And she asked, what is that even? And I had to think for a second and realize, oh, yeah, there are state constitutional amendments coming up.
And it's not in the general. It's coming up in this fall primary. Mm-hmm. So it hasn't gotten a ton of coverage. Voters are trying to figure out what it's about. It's two questions. They are yes or no questions. A yes vote for each means we change our state constitution. A no vote means status quo. So we just to stay as it is. It is a binding referendum, which means whatever happens is what happens. So voters have the final say here. Governor Evers does not have veto power in this process. It's one of the reasons that you're seeing more and more of these end arounds by the state legislature to get things changed through this constitutional process, as opposed to trying to pass legislation that the governor ultimately vetoes and they can't get that done. Both questions deal with the issue of who gets to decide how Wisconsin spends federal money that comes into the state. Some is earmarked for specific things, but for those millions, if not billions of dollars that come in, say, for example, like the COVID relief money that we got over the years. Right now, the governor has broad discretion on how to spend that money. These questions seek to change that and would give power to the state legislature to decide. So it's in the simplest of terms, do you want the governor to spend the money how he or perhaps one day she sees fit, or do you want it to go through this more legislative process? And we'll break down the politics of that and how it shakes out. But in the simplest of terms, again, the yes vote on these questions would change the Constitution and give the legislature more authority on how to spend that money. A no vote is we stay as it is, and the governor has broad powers to do that.
And if you want to see how the question will appear on your ballots, you can always go to myvote.wi.gov. It'll give you a sample ballot so you can read exactly what the verbiage will be so that you're not confused when you get and try to read a essay, essentially, while you're already just trying to get in and out and make your vote.
We will lead off with this topic again just after the 8 o'clock news this morning. 6:44, sports up next.
Now, time for a sports update from the Gruber Law Office's One Call, That's All Sports Desk. Here's Greg Hill.
5 p.m. local time is when the MLB trade deadline officially closes today. More on that in a moment. To hold you over, how about a home run?
0-2, high fly ball, deep left field. Going back is Duvall at the track. Gone! Jackson Churio. For the second time in as many days, a two-run shot, his 12th of the year, and the Brewers have broken it open. It's 7-2 Brewers here in the eighth.
Adam, just listening to that highlight, declared, that's my guy.
That's my guy.
Oh, that's your guy?
That's your guy.
It is my guy specifically. I called it way at the beginning of the year.
Adam was
going to be a top talent this year.
Might want to get in line for that one, pal, because it's a good measure there by Jackson Churio. The Brewers take the first of a three-game series against the Braves at AmFam Field. Game 2 tonight. Our coverage starts right here on WTMJ. Brewers warm-up at 6. First pitch scheduled for 7:10. Now, this is the part where I would tell you who the Brewers are starting on the mound, but I don't even think the team knows who's going to start on the mound today, because the trade deadline isn't closed and the Brewers continue to add pitching. The latest, Frankie Montas, comes from the crew from the Reds, a rare divisional trade. The Brewers give up pitcher Jacob Junis and outfielder Joey Weimer in exchange. Now, more help from a club that has started, count them, 16 different pitchers this year. It might be 17 before the day is done. An Olympics check-in, the USA still had 3 gold medals, but 20 all day, one of which includes a bronze medal by the U.S. men's gymnastics teams. The hero of the day, pommel horse guy, pommel horse specialist Steven Nedorozhik, who was on the team basically for this one event. Well, as it turned out, it was going to come down to Nedorozhik's event to steal a medal, but he had to wait till the very end, 2.5 hours. No. Can you imagine Olympic medal on the line and you're just waiting?
Is it my turn now?
And waiting.
Is it my turn now?
And waiting.
Do I go now?
No, thank you. But Buddy went viral because he was getting in the zone, but it took so long it looked like he was napping because he's sitting there and he's focused and he's on. And he said he was doing his breathing exercises, but the camera catches you on national TV and it looks like you're sleeping because you've been there for 20 minutes because you still have to wait for your event. But this is what's amazing about U.S. men's gymnastics, because these dudes get so hyped for each other. Listen to his teammates lose their minds during his routine.
Dismount.
And then
did it.
Yeah, so cool. He did do it. Men seal the bronze medal. This guy being dubbed Pommel Horse Guy. His girlfriend has since changed her Twitter profile to Miss pommel horse. Awesome story.
We know Jordan Love, once again, a full participant in training camp as the Packers get back at it today. Caught up with the Packers Hall of Famer, Donald Driver. He was hosting the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame golf outing, which was the reason for my absence yesterday. Greg Matzik and I were part of that. But beyond Jay Love now, you've got a very young, talented, and hungry to get the ball wide receiver core in Green Bay. So I asked Donald about how Love is going to have to distribute the ball to keep these guys together.
You have a bunch of young guys that's very talented, but you don't have like one guy saying like, hey, I'm the man. No. You guys just going to wait your turn. No, I'm saying that. And I think each one of them brings something different to the table when they go out there on that field.
So that's not just the Packers selling it. That was Donald's take from, you know, outside that locker room of like, these guys care about winning. They're not selfish and they're willing to let that ball get spread around. Thanks to Donald. Packers 10:30 practice open to the fans in Green Bay today. Family night coming up on Saturday.
We're talking about practice.
At 6:52, friend of the program, a two-time sports writer of the year at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Lori Nickel is live with us. Lori, before I know we want to talk about this cool bike ride going from Milwaukee up to Manitowoc, but I got to ask you an Olympics-related question right now. I once again find my head swimming, trying to wrap my arms around not just how the U.S. is doing, but all of these stories. How do you consume Olympics, like, as a fan?
You know, just as a fan, I keep my iPad with me at all times. Like yesterday when I was at work, I had on men's table tennis.
Okay.
From Korea and Japan, you know, and then I had the women's game on. I just like to kind of have it on, and I like watching the different streaming services, not necessarily NBC. But I like that just to hear. I mean, these are sports I'll never cover, so I like to just kind of watch that. But I also do a lot with social media. Like, I wanted to see how Ami Barrow swam from Shorewood, the kid from Shorewood who swam about a week ago or a couple of days ago. So mostly social media, but most, and then the iPad, because you can carry it with you everywhere. But I'm not like locked in. That's totally different, like, you know, than being a reporter and being a fan. How about
that's,
you?
That sounds more locked in than me. Like, I still like to have it spoon fed to me. So I like to sit down at 6:30 or 7 o'clock and let NBC tell me what I need to know. Mike Tirico and them, you can just tell me what I need.
It's also a great time to say God bless the sports bars, because when you have 30 TVs, right, you can put 30 different events.
I can't manage it myself, Lori.
Right. No, I know it's a lot, but I just, for me, it's like, why is he serving like that? Like, I'm looking at the peculiarities of the right, different sports. And then I'm also looking at, ooh, I want to go visit that place in France. So that's my agenda.
So are you doing this bike ride, this Milwaukee to Manitowoc? And I know it's got a special cause attached to it as well.
You know what? I texted you wrong. It's actually Milwaukee, Mequon to Sturgeon Bay. The stopover is at Manitowoc. I have done this ride before. It's called the Scenic Shore 150, and it's a massive fundraiser for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. It's been going on for 32 years now, and it is 75 miles to bike from Mequon to Manitowoc. You stay there overnight, you camp somewhere, or you get a hotel, and then you bike from Manitowoc to Sturgeon Bay in Door County. And by the time you see that bridge to Sturgeon Bay, you are so happy. My legs are dead. It's the longest I've ever biked and the toughest ever, but it's also the coolest thing in Wisconsin that we have.
Do you bike home then? Like, does everybody ride home at their leisure, or do you just throw them in the back of the truck?
Thank God, no. No, what's really cool is that this is an expensive ride because it's a fundraiser, but it is so supported. And what I mean by that is they actually load all of your bikes onto these semi-trailers and bring them back to Mequon for you and in a day. So it's like a three-day thing in totality. But I cannot emphasize enough the volunteer hours that go into this. And that's why I messaged you about. I wanted to highlight Mike and Niels Van Waringen have been doing this for 30 years. If you guys are ever out driving around, you see these team kits, like these bike rider uniforms with the jersey and the pants. They're called Team Jilly, J-I-L-L-E. They've been doing this for 30 years. They've raised $1 million in total. They raised over $20,000 just last weekend during the ride in honor of a family member who passed away, I believe, or who had leukemia. Anyway, the volunteer hours that go into putting this bike ride, the riders are fed throughout. There's rest stops every 15 to 18 miles. So you have to fuel up because you're biking so much. And to close off that course, you know, think about it. You drive that way all the time to go to Door County, but to close off the course or to protect the cyclists to get all the way up there, it's such a massive effort. And this family has done like 1,000 hours every year to put on this event to help support it. It's incredible.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that to light, and thanks to all of them for that. And man, what a ride. Also,
it is.
Can you just daily put like an Olympics primer in my text? You know, just tell me what I'm paying attention to.
Okay. Yeah, for sure.
You on top of that for me?
I will. Okay. Yes, I will.
No,
I'll do it.
Don't do it, because I know Twitter. You would. I don't know. I was just trying to help,
make
and now we're kind of stressed
extra.
About it.
You meant every hour, right?
Yeah, hourly
Since,
updates,
are
please.
Are you looking at this? Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks, Lori. It is 6:57 on Wisconsin's Morning News.